This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Friday, March 17th. Well, cattle markets yesterday were higher. Live cattle basically just traded an inside day after seeing a pretty good wash to the downside. We're finally stabilizing here a bit. In feeder cattle, we actually did take out the previous day's high, kind of got into that really small gap area left the previous day. Certainly filled that and closed pretty strong as well. So we'll see what kind of follow through we get. I kind of thought we'd get a little bit more to the downside on the May contract. I will say that the March contract did come down and test the key support levels. In fact, it got a little bit deeper than that old double top, but did get down into some trough areas. On the Aprils, we got right down to that old double top. So those two front month markets did come down and test the support levels. And then, of course, yesterday you get a nice bounce off of that. The deferred months didn't quite get down to those support levels. So my guess is that we're probably carving out a low here, that the market is, you know, looking at what these two front months are doing. And that's really going to be where your key chart formations are anyway. So if we do get a bit more of a pullback, then I think those are buying opportunities, at least for the short term. In live cattle, there too, markets trying to stabilize, not getting the kind of energy that the feeder cattle are seeing, but they are at least finding some stability here. We dug quite a bit deeper than I thought we would on live cattle. So I kind of have to start thinking that maybe we are confirming seasonal highs already, which is surprising to me because we've been in such a long uptrending market and demand has been strong. Domestic demand has been great. Export sales have been a little shaky, although we did recover nicely last week. But, you know, just the momentum to the upside, I thought, would carry us deeper into that seasonal window, which normally it's around mid-March that you find your highs. Well, if our highs are going to be presumed already be in, you're looking at late Feb, early March, which is just kind of contradictory to what the momentum and the overall look of the market is. But nevertheless, the market's had a pretty good break here. A lot of concern, of course, about the U.S. economy with bank closures and seizures, and, you know, certainly justified in kind of holding back here and seeing what plays out. So with the stock market that had seen a couple days of some pretty heavy selling pressure, clearly the cattle market is going to respond to that. That said, we are heading into the spring. That's usually a good beef consumption time window. The packers appear to be, you know, pretty steady in their slaughter rates. And the box beef movement had been a little slow coming into this week, but we're seeing that pick up as well. So taking a look at the cash trade, we saw yesterday quite a bit of activity at around 164 on the Fed market. That was down one from last week. Dress trade improving. Early in the week, we saw it 261, which is down four. Now we're at 264, which is only down one. Box beef values were slightly lower yesterday. Choice down 32 cents at 284. Select down 87 cents at 272. The spread gained 55 cents. We're sitting at 1219. Movement was 138 loads. So we're clearly seeing an uptick in movement. Last week, we saw a nice little uptick in the box beef trade. This week, so far, it's looking pretty good as well. So I think we're kind of getting into that. We're seeing some retail demand pick up here with this higher box beef movement. Slaughter rate so far this week at 501,000 head. It's 1,000 behind last week, but it's still up about 8,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index has been pretty quiet these last few days. We're just up 15 cents, sitting at 189.54. Export sales yesterday, 17,700 tons. Finally seeing an uptick here after a couple weeks of some pretty paltry numbers, getting back on track here with a good solid showing. South Korea took 5,300, Japan 3,200, Taiwan 2,600, China took 1,600. In pork export sales, 35,600 tons, Mexico took 9,900, Japan 6,400, China 5,000, South Korea took 4,100. This afternoon we'll have a cattle on feed report. pre-release estimates have total on-feed numbers as of March 1 estimated at 95.6% of a year ago. That comes in right at 11.6 million head. February placements are expected to be at 94% of a year ago, and marketing's at 96% of a year ago. And of course, we're into the tighter numbers where the placements started to drop last fall. So we expect to see on-feed numbers be lower for quite a while. And placements, of course, you know, you just have fewer numbers. And I think you're going to be competing with guys looking for calves to put on grass and retaining heifers. So, you know, it just stands to reason that your placements would be down. Now, if the drought continues in the western, southern, and central plains, or God forbid expands, which doesn't look like it's going to, you might see placements pick up a little bit. But I think that with the good grazing conditions that we've got almost around the whole rest of the country, those calves and cattle would have a place to go. So I still think the demand for cattle is going to be big. It's just that key area of the western, southern, and central plains that may not be able to support the grazing conditions. But again, you're going to have very good conditions all around that area. So I think those cattle probably would not head toward a feedlot. They would head toward pasture somewhere else. And I think that supports the market as is certainly the live cattle market, and that I think it supports that. I think it supports the feeder cattle market because, again, those cattle are not going to slaughter. The calves aren't going to a feedlot. I think the feedlots are going to have a lot of competition here over these next few months and, well, probably the next couple of years, obviously. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843, or you can also reach me at 513-815-1701. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.